Yes, indeed. It rained overnight. No, it did not snow. Here we are, November the 18th, and no white stuff on the ground just yet. But inevitably, we're going to see some mixed with some shower activity, I think, over the next 24 to 48 hours. But yeah, if it was any cooler than it is right now, we might be suggesting that the morning drive could be a little treacherous with icy roads. But no, we're just teetering around the freezing mark of zero right now, given how much it rained overnight. Could be a lot worse. But today we are rocking green and white for the Grey Cup parade. 2 o'clock today with a high of 5 degrees. It's going to be pretty nice to stand along the Green Mile along Albert Street. And at 3 o'clock, a big celebration over at the ledge where it all ends. And a ceremony there, they suspect, will be 45 minutes to maybe an hour tops. And I think once the Grey Cup celebration subsides, a lot of people are going to begin to slowly but surely turn and put a little focus on preparing for Christmas. I know this crazy mild November weather has been perfect for anyone thinking about putting up the Christmas lights. I've seen numerous neighbors in my neighborhood up on ladders the last few weeks on the milder days, getting them on. And if you have put it off yourself, well, you're still likely to have a good chance of getting it done maybe this weekend. Right now, I see Saturday showing sunshine at plus 6 degrees. So whatever flurry activity might come at us here in the next day or two, I don't expect the white stuff to last too long here. What a November. Speaking of Christmas, I want to say thank you and how fortunate I was yesterday to get a little holiday cookies. Thanks to Gloria Patrick from Rancherlo and the folks at the Tim Hortons on Chuka location there. They invited me to help kick off the Holiday Smile Cookie program this week. And all sales from Regina Timmy's, even in Emerald Park and Belgonia, are going to split sales of their holiday cookies between Arlo Sport Ventures and Tim Hortons Camp Foundation. And they are simply delicious. And of course, they got a Christmas look to them. They're on sale all week through Sunday and benefiting our friends at Arlo Sport Ventures and Tim Hortons Camp Foundation. So thanks for inviting me there. It was nice to hang out with the crew there. Hey, the champs got back to Mosaic Stadium yesterday, and there were hundreds and hundreds of fans gathered there to welcome them. And we talked to some fans, like the Ginther family, who rushed back to Regina from Winnipeg after having just watched them in Winnipeg at the Grey Cup.
So to see it happen in person, it's just insane.
Yeah, that and his dad having an emotional experience, they said.
It's something we've hoped and dreamed of for so long, and to be able to do it again just makes my heart so happy.
And when the MVP was visible, Mr. Trevor Harris, fans were cheering wildly for him, waiting for him to address. And he did.
This team has just been so motivated this year by our love for one another. But it's also been motivated by you guys, the best fan base in the country. And we're so grateful to have you guys as our fans, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Since day one of training camp, head coach Corey Mace said the team has had but one mission.
I just need you guys to understand something, okay? Since training camp, we wanted to make sure that we put out a product that represents you, the people of Saskatchewan. Work hard, play hard, and fucking win hard, baby. Let's go!
And the party is just getting started as fans. They want to party again today, so the Grey Cup Championship Parade, where your Rough Riders will travel down the Green Mile, is all set to go straight to the steps of the Saskatchewan Legislative Building. And the parade starts at 2 with the whole team moving down Albert in vehicles that will be driven by the Royal Canadian Armed Forces. And when they get to the ledge, again, Coach Mace and MVP Trevor Harris will lead. And I'm sure there's going to be a few others taking the mic. You can line the parade route on Albert Street, starting at 13th Avenue all the way down to 20th Avenue. So they leave the stadium. They take Elphinstone to Victoria Avenue, and then they'll make their way over to Albert Street and head south up Albert Street towards the ledge. And any fans joining the club at the legislative grounds will need to park in surrounding neighborhoods. They're not going to allow any parking in front of the ledge there. Again, the parade starts at 2. Ceremony about 3 at the ledge, should be done by 4. And viewership for this year's Grey Cup, way up.
Alexander needs a touchdown. Heaving it down the field, into the end zone, deflected, and it falls to the field.
And everyone went nuts there as the Grey Cup chants were proclaimed. And that game drew an average audience, they said, of just over 4 million. They did break down in viewership by language, but it's safe to assume the French language interest was a key driver in the growth, too, after ratings plummeted nearly 80% on the French network last year. They were way up this year, and according to TSN, the total reach for the Grey Cup was 10 million viewers, with about 4 million tuning in for the halftime show with Machine Gun Kelly. And they saw a lot of growth, too, on the TSN Plus app, streaming services, and TikTok. They did a live stream. And over 150,000 people were watching the game on TikTok, which does not surprise me, given how much my daughter tells me about movies and TV shows and sporting events she watches through TikTok as well. Grey Cup Parade Day in Regina, and there will be loads more celebrating throughout the day. In fact, the Riders returned to Mosaic Stadium yesterday from Winnipeg, and there were hundreds and hundreds. There might have been close to 1,000 fans from some of the pictures I've seen. I don't know for sure, but it was nice to see so many turn out there. And yeah, depending where you were last night, who knows, you might have bumped into Jeremy O'Day and some of the members of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I know they took the cup to Memories Restaurant last night, where Nick and Thomas, they're big Rider fans, put dessert in the cup, some sort of apple crumble and ice cream, and the players were eating out of it.
Ice cream in the cup.
All right, here we go.
Apple crumble.
Oh,
you deserve it. Get a spoon.
AJ, sir.
What do you think, AJ?
This is my favorite dessert.
Yeah, eating dessert out of the Grey Cup at Memories. That's kind of fun. You often see, right, after you win a big championship, players taking the cup back home with them, putting their kids in it if they're a baby, or eating cereal out of it or drinking out of it. But there's another example last night of how the Riders were celebrating after a big meal, a little dessert in the Grey Cup. And I don't know, just a few things that perhaps you missed during the whole Grey Cup week last weekend. I wanted to just ensure you heard. I know on the Green Zone, the CFL commissioner stopped by last week as Jamie and Locker and Brittany were all there in Winnipeg giving you live coverage. And remember, we all remember how early this year when he announced significant rule changes would be coming over the next couple of seasons. And when they originally told us about that, they wouldn't say whether or not we'd ever lose three-down football, but they kind of kept it up in the air. But if you missed it last week, he did admit he regretted stating the way he did, the commissioner.
When we announced those rule changes, I did not do enough to emphasize something very important, our unwavering commitment to the Canadian game. So let me be clear. We are three downs, 12 players, unlimited motion, 65 yards wide, and huge end zone.
And besides telling us no way to afford on football, they also talked about a fantasy football game like you experienced with the NFL fantasy football. So that'll be pretty cool in the coming months and years to the CFL. Prior to Sunday's game, this is a really cool story. And again, just in case you missed it, I wanted to share this. I didn't have time yesterday, but quarterback Trevor Harris shared just a wild story about his parents surviving a motorcycle accident when asked about the sacrifices his family made throughout his career.
2012, my parents got in a motorcycle accident. And, they were life-lighted, and we didn't know if they were going to make it or not. And I got a phone call, just was told that. And my dad had a broken neck and back and 75 stitches in his face. And my mom, broken orbital bone in her face, shattered ankle, wrist. They ended up making it. And I just remember thinking, like, football's not this important. I need to go home and be with my family. And so I got on the phone with my dad, and the words that he could muster out was, "If you come home from playing football, I'll make your face look like mine." So although the things that we sacrifice time away from family and whatnot, we have to also understand that what this game provides for our loved ones as well, that they get to watch us live out a dream, which is something that you pinch yourself quite often about.
And Trevor's parents were there in the crowd, as you may have seen on television too. crying in the crowd with excitement after he was named MVP and they won the cup. Well, depending on when you were born, for a lot of fans, it is a dream come true to witness the Riders win a Grey Cup. It doesn't happen so very often. But, man, fans calling into the Green Zone yesterday to share some of their memories of that monumental win after watching David said he might renew his season tickets.
Well, I tell you what I'm thinking is I'm just so proud of this team. You know, they give the fans what they wanted and, you know, I don't know if I told you this before, but I was from about 2004 to 22. I was a season ticket holder for about 12 of those years. And after the 22 season, I just had enough with the way the team was ran. I was one of the guys that wanted Reynolds gone, O'Day gone, just because of the way it was ran. The Marino thing, the A.C. Leonard thing. And they were getting beat on the field. And after 22, I just said, no, I had enough of this. But, you know, with this new regime, they brought Mace in with these players. I think they might have got another season ticket holder back because I'm seriously considering re-upping for next year just because of the culture of the team and all that stuff. And I'm so proud just to say I'm a Rider fan today, you know?
I don't think David's alone. I think there'll be a few people renewing their season tickets based on that win. And others who shared their memories of the big game included Mark, who actually got on the field. He was a friend of Joe's.
It was awesome. I actually got a chance to get down and celebrate on the field with the Riders, then go back to the hotel and celebrate with them after the game. It was probably the coolest thing in my entire life I've ever gotten a chance to do. You know, just to be on that field when they got the cup and when that confetti went off, I got to admit, I had to grab a handful of that confetti and bring it home with me. It was something I'll keep for a long time. And after the game, you got a chance to talk to Trevor Harris, and that is one class act of a man right there. I got a chance to shake his hand and congratulate him, and the first thing out of his mouth was, you know what, guys, we did it as a team.
And as a lot of Rider fans return from Winnipeg, many coming back to Saskatchewan. One, Brian Clark, drove a day and a half from Missouri to make it for the Grey Cup of Winnipeg. His 29th time in a row going to the game. He told us he enjoyed seeing Bomber fans rooting for Riders this year.
Winnipeg, as difficult as it was for them to cheer the Riders, it was amazing to see the camaraderie and the fellowship and that people really wanted to see the West win, no matter if the Bombers weren't in the game.
Brian from Missouri, just a big fan of the CFL, plays the game and loves coming up for every cup. We even spoke to offensive lineman Logan Ferland's mom, who had been in Winnipeg for the cup to watch her son play. She said the moment the Montreal Hail Mary failed, that's when she just started making a beeline down to the field.
Trying to find him was the big one. It was well into it before I even got to give him a hug. But just to give him a hug, it's an emotional moment.
And if you missed it, too, the 50-50 jackpot, over $2 million. I was telling you about this yesterday morning, how they hadn't posted who won it. Well, that's because the website was extraordinarily busy. And in order to take care of the extraordinary volume of 50-50 orders, they said, okay, just give us a chance here to make sure all the orders are legit and everything. And then they're going to make the draw. So the moment I hear who's taking half of that $2 million jackpot, and I hope it's me, I'll let you know about that, too. If you want a souvenir of the cup win, I noticed those championship cup hats the Riders were wearing. Some of those were available at the Rider store yesterday. A Mosaic Rider store suggests a limited selection of hats and T-shirts are still up for grabs, and more will be coming as the week goes on. Like we got another football game to get through here this weekend. It's going to be fun. This weekend, we have one more major local football game to get through. And although it won't star our Regina Rams, it will star their rivals from Saskatoon. The Huskies are in the Vanier Cup. It's in our own backyard, Mosaic Stadium, taking on Montreal. Incidentally, last weekend when they won the Mitchell Bowl, the Huskies, all the players after scoring would hold up both their index fingers representing the number 11 for Anton Amendrud, their quarterback, who earlier this season was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer and had to leave the club too. So tickets for the Vanier Cup are still available. There are several busloads of fans who will be making the trek from Saskatoon along Highway 11 to Mosaic Stadium. And let's pack the park as best as we can. Tickets available right now. And last I checked, I think they were like $20. And the weekend forecast for Saturday football is looking really nice. As I said, it should be sunny and 6 degrees if it holds right now. But it is only Tuesday. It could change. But still a good weekend forecast ahead. Yesterday, the Riders returned from Winnipeg, and they stood above hundreds and hundreds of fans who turned out over at Mosaic Stadium. And although quarterback Trevor Harris hasn't said officially what his plans are next year, the team standing there on the rooftop chanted this alongside of him.
One more year! One more year! One more year! One more year!
Guys, thank you guys so much.
Yes,
if you guys enjoy celebrating this with us, man, we love you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the party continues today, of course, the Grey Cup Championship Parade, where your Riders will travel down the Green Mile straight up to the steps of the ledge. Our parade starts at 2, the whole team moving down Albert in vehicles driven by the Royal Canadian Armed Forces. When they get to the ledge, Coach Mace and Grey Cup MVP Trevor Harris will lead the speeches. I'm sure there will be plenty more. I wonder how many fans along the parade route will follow the steps of A.J. Ouellette, who yesterday on the rooftop there, Mosaic, had his shirt off, full Thor going there, and a few of them, I think, ripped it off. And hey, maybe they will again today. But you can line the parade route on Albert Street starting at 13th Avenue, and it'll go all the way down to 20th Avenue. And then on Albert, going south towards the ledge, obviously, too. Any fans joining the team at the ledge grounds, you need to know there's no parking in front of the ledge. You're just going to have to find a parking spot in the area there in the neighborhood surrounding it. But parade starts at 2, ceremony in front of the ledge about 3, and probably wrapping up by 4 o'clock. Hey, some of the other headlines we're following this morning. Prime Minister Mark Carney. His government narrowly survived last night's crucial budget vote, a confidence vote that could have sent Canadians to the polls this Christmas, but instead it propped up the minority Liberal government. MPs voted 170 to 168 to support the budget. Green Party leader Elizabeth May voted with the Liberals. And interestingly enough, two New Democrats and two Conservatives did not vote. I have not heard, no matter your politics, a single person begging for a Christmas election. So I am not surprised at this. Oh, yeah, besides playing this Queen classic to celebrate a great Cup parade today. You remember this from Live Aid? Freddie Mercury. I play that for all you fans of Queen who might want to know about this little collector's item coming out. Britain's Royal Mint is issuing a special Freddie Mercury coin, the new coin designed to mark 40 years since that iconic Live Aid concert performance. And if you've ever seen the movie about Queen 2, it ends with that performance. It was epic, and the coin features an image of Freddie on one side, head thrown back, holding the mic, standing mid-performance. And then a musical stave that runs around the edge of the coin represents his 4-octave vocal range. Very cool-looking coin here. It's been 40 years since that Live Aid concert in 1985, hailed by many as his greatest live performance of all time. And we lost Freddie the age of 45 in 1991, just a day after he publicly announced he had HIV. Those coins will go on sale through the Royal Mint website on Tuesday. Just one final reminder here before I break for a moment. The 56th annual Santa's Anonymous needs your help. The need in Regina is larger than ever to ensure that every little girl and boy has a toy to wake up to on Christmas morning. Some families finding it pretty tight right now and going to the Salvation Army, which we totally are happy to see and assist with. If you go to cjme.com right now, you'll get all the details on that. But our toy bins are on stores till the 11th of December. Hoping you'll toss a new unwrapped toy in there and support. We're going to check in with Lieutenant Tim Fraser from the Salvation Army about the program just after the 7 o'clock news, including how you and your family can benefit too. If there's no shame in asking, and if you need help, we're there for you. More of that coming up after the 7 o'clock news this morning.